You are listening to Concert Blast.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
From Rhode Island, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, I'm Ray Hires.
Hi, I'm Susan Hires, and you're
listening to Concert Blast.
If you're listening to Concert Blast, this is Larry Baird with Kansas. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, it's Elaine Humes from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to ConcertBlast.com.
Blast. This is Mike Arnold along with
Tom Thompson,
Brian Hasbrook.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
We're doing good. We got a special guest tonight too, don't we?
Who's that?
That's your son?
Justin Arnold.
There you go, man. That's right.
We're on 2nd Avenue standing right in front of the world famous, wonderful Wild Horse Saloon. Huh?
Yes.
Very good, man.
Say it again. Wild Horse Saloon.
Yahoo. But tonight, we're going to go see Kansas. Kansas is going to be in town. We're going to get to see Steve Walsh and the guys perform one more time.
Absolutely.
We've seen them many times in our lives, haven't we?
We have seen them many times, but it's been a long time since we've seen them.
That's it. I think Tom didn't go that last time we happened to see him, which might have been like 8 years ago.
I don't remember them with Styx.
You don't remember them with Styx?
No.
They opened for Styx at the second Paradise Theater tour.
But we want to say a special thanks to the Wild Horse Saloon, especially Mike, for getting us into the show, man.
Thank you, Mike Davis.
We love the place, and we will definitely help promote all the shows for you, man.
For enough money.
For a lot of money.
Well... You know, in other terms, you know, we're always looking for sponsors, right?
There you go. Okay, here we go. We're going into the Wild Horse Saloon. Let's see what it does. So here we are. We just walked into the Wild Horse Saloon, and one of our favorite persons, Sarah, is here taking up everybody's money. Hello, Sarah.
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. You doing all right tonight?
Doing well.
Sales doing good?
Yeah.
All right.
Got a lot of tickets.
Now, you're doing a different job tonight. What are you doing tonight?
Ticket booth.
Ticket booth.
Hey, tell everybody what your job was last time we were here.
I was guarding Allison Krauss.
She was.
Who was what?
guarding Allison Krauss. Oh, okay. Nobody would get around. Even us. She wouldn't let us get around her. Well,
you know, and Sarah's probably, what, 5'2", maybe 100 pounds?
So you get like 10% commission on everything you sell tonight?
That's right.
Have a great time, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Here we go, man.
What's your name?
Karen Blake.
What are we doing here, Karen?
We're raising money for kids with autism to help with their therapy. We're doing scholarships so we can pay for the therapy because insurance companies will not pay for the therapy for autism.
Oh.
And so in order for these kids to survive developmentally, mentally, everything, they need this therapy to make themselves independent in life.
I see. So you're collecting money for donations for this cause. That's great.
Exactly.
Where can they go on the internet?
It's www.autismeducationcenter.com.
Okay, and they can donate online?
And they can donate online, Autism Education Center Scholarship Fund, or they can contact any Fifth Third Bank.
All right, thank you so much for talking to us. Appreciate it. Now, everybody listening, get out there and get on that website and donate some money. Now, you don't think about this unless you have a child or you know someone's in this situation, but there's children everywhere in this situation. They need your help. They need our help. Thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. And two, one out of six kids are diagnosed with autism, and insurance companies won't pay for it, and the therapy is crucial for their independence. And so that's what we're doing, is trying to provide scholarships to help these families who can't afford it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
That they did.
That's right. We're going to keep things going until then.
They're getting ready for Kansas to hit the stage. They are already unveiling the drum set and the big Kansas symbol upon the drum set. There it is. Did you realize this is the Point of No Return tour, 30th anniversary?
No, I did not.
Yes.
That's very cool. That's one thing that's really surprising me, it's a Wednesday night in Nashville. You know, we figured probably maybe 500-600 people. I bet there's close to at least 1,500 people here. Wouldn't you say, Mike?
Yes. This is the third balcony's got people all the way around it.
Yes.
So we might have a sold-out crowd here before the night's over.
And the thing about it, too, is the VIP section's full.
Which is very odd, because that's like three times the price of the normal ticket.
That's right.
But, and that's where we usually sit, and we can't find a seat, right?
That's what I was going to say, man. It leaves us out. You know? Where are we going, man? You know, especially if there's only three seats. I hate that Brian has to sit out.
And Brian's all he's worried about is his camera and his picture taker.
Of course.
What's that?
That's right.
The wild horse is in the background, man.
Yes, at the wild horse.
At the wild. How about that? What you got going on here?
They're basically demos of a symphony album we did.
Oh, really?
Kansas, yeah. These are going to be...
Are you going to sell them or what?
No, I think we're giving these away to a lot of orchestras are in town for the convention, ASOL.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So a lot of them are coming down to see the show tonight. So
okay.
This is to give them an idea of what it sounds like with orchestra.
Oh, that's great. So,
that's very cool. What's your name?
Larry Baird.
And you work for?
I work with Kansas. I work with Michael Bolton, Al Jarreau, Moody Blues. I'm a conductor.
Wow. Pretty cool.
Now, what's your job title?
Be orchestra music director, conductor, arranger.
What are they doing playing this song?
Sounds familiar to me.
Wow. Nice talk to you.
Nice talk to you. Too.
Scott just told me that the VIP is sold out.
It sure is packed here tonight, isn't it?
This is amazing, man. I mean, on a Wednesday night, this place is rocking like it's a Saturday night.
They said there's some conventions in town, and everybody's here from there. So, Justin, tell me, what do you know about Kansas? Huh? You know anything about them?
I know I like Kansas. In my senior year chorus, we had to sing Dust in the Wind. So
that's right. I remember that.
That was not when I was first introduced to Kansas. That was probably the highlight of my experience with their songs.
When you had to sing them yourself, huh?
That's right. Note for note.
There, it looks like they're about to do what, Tom?
They're about to give away, what are they giving away?
The autographed guitar by Kansas.
Yes. And there's probably not, maybe 100 names in there, I bet, too.
Brian, are you going to get your name drawn out of the hat tonight?
Did I put my name in a hat for something?
Yeah, right there.
Remember, you were registered for the...
Oh, cool. Yeah.
He's old.
Already.
I thought I got a free t-shirt. That's what I was going for, man.
You might get a free guitar.
Oh, I'll do that, too.
Yeah.
Then I have something.
eBay!
They're going to have the drum before.
Here they come, yeah. Here comes the drawing. Yeah. I can't wait till you take my picture on stage with this guy shaking my hand.
Can you guitar?
Yeah, don't forget.
With my microphone in my hand.
Yeah, don't forget.
We'll be walking out and you can tell us about it.
I think you're all wrong because they're going to draw my name out of the hat.
Well, Justin might have it. That would be great if one of us won it. I would follow whoever wins up to the stage.
I'd like to do that one guy. I'd like to sell it now.
Here we go, man.
Are you my own?
Well, of course you are, man. Hey, we got a great turnout tonight, man.
Yeah, it's great, man.
Very good.
Make a good profit tonight?
We never know until after we count the beans. You know?
Yeah.
That's true.
Count those beans.
That's right. That's right. We got to hear my name called here. Hold on.
Watch it. We're going to pull one name out of here. When you hear your name called, make your way close to the stage, probably over towards the DJ booth, and we'll give you your autographed guitar. You want to hold it up and show it to everybody so they can see that we give you a guitar? This is the autographed guitar that we have signed by the members of Kansas tonight. We're going to give that away. All right, the winner is Pepper Herring. Pepper Herring of Lawrence, Tennessee. Pepper, you're in Music City, USA. Kansas will be on in a couple minutes. Come back and enjoy your night. Thanks for coming. It's the Classic Hits Wild Horse Concert Series here at the Wild Horse Saloon.
All right. Well, they just give away the guitar. And I see someone. Hey, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
Okay, what's your name? Where are you from?
Al Nelson from Rhode Island.
You a big Kansas fan?
Absolutely.
How about you?
Yeah.
So are you in town or are you just...
A convention. Yep.
Oh, which convention's that?
That's the National Society of Healthcare Consultants.
Healthcare Consultants, huh?
That's us.
So who do you work for?
I work for a company called Medical Dental Consultants in Rhode Island.
All right. Are you enjoying Nashville so far?
So far, so good, yeah. Went to the old Grand Ole Opry House last night. It was great. You got to see Kansas tonight. It's going to be super.
That is going to be nice tonight.
We're going to enjoy our time.
Well, enjoy yourself tonight.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, can you talk to us for a second?
Hey, sure.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Ray. I'm from Cookeville.
Cookeville? You driving down here for the concert tonight?
Yep.
Cookeville's about an hour and 20 minutes?
An hour and a half. Yep. Wife works here in Nashville, but I'm retired Navy, so I stay up there in Cookeville all the time now.
That's great. All right. What's some of your favorite Kansas songs?
Dust in the Wind, Point of No Return. Icarus is another one I like.
Oh, yeah.
Songs for America.
Yeah. Song for America.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, thank you. Thank you.
So what's your name?
My name is Susan Hires, Ray's wife.
Okay, so you're from Cookeville, too, I see.
I am. But I'm originally from Portsmouth, Virginia. He had to come to Virginia to find a good woman.
Oh, there you go. Well, looks like we're about getting ready for Kansas. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I will. Yeah.
Love you guys.
All right.
This
Miss Lay says she's from Kansas.
I am. These guys, when they first started.
Wow.
They're back when they played the bar scene.
That's how many years ago?
Quite a few. I'm not giving my age out, sorry.
What's your name?
Lori.
And who are you here with?
My husband.
Mark. He is?
How you doing?
What's your name?
Mark Kochmar. We're from Indiana. South Bend. She was in Kansas.
Yeah, I love Kansas.
So what's some of your favorite Kansas songs?
All of them.
Son.
Yeah, they're all good, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What else?
Dust in the Wind.
All the hits, huh?
I love the Dust in the Wind.
I grew up with them in the 70s.
I used to live next door to one of the ex-drummers in Riley, Kansas.
Thank you for talking to us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Talk to you for a minute?
Sure can.
Wait, are you the one who won a guitar tonight?
I am.
What's your name?
Pepper.
That's what I thought they said. Pepper spray.
There's only one of those here. That's me.
That's true. Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
All right.
I never win anything, but I tell you what, I love it.
What do you do for 97.1? Classic rock station.
Classic hits. Classic hits.
Classic hits.
That's right. I do sales and promotions.
That's cool. That's cool. So you'll be at a lot of these shows then, probably.
And now it's time for our review.
Yes. What did y'all think about it anyway? Huh?
Here again, you got a band with 30 years experience.
Yes.
Yep.
And they gave us 10 years of music.
No, they didn't. There's just so much to choose from. And they chose what they chose. They
did.
We all would have agreed we would have liked to heard a few more.
And they started off with some things I wasn't familiar with. How about you guys?
I'm the same way. You know, it's good to hear the music because they're really still great quality musicians.
Uh-huh.
But, yes, a little bit more recognizable tunes would have definitely made a little bit more difference, I think. Well, luckily we got to grab the set list, so that kind of helps us know what songs they are.
Kansas started off with two songs. That is from the 1995 album Freaks of Nature. The first one,
I Can Fly.
I can fly!
And led right into
Desperate Times.
Came out of that, they went to something that was more familiar called the Lexus. This is when Billy Greer stepped up to the microphone and said, welcome. You notice he was a spokesperson for the night.
Well, yeah, Billy Greer is the bass player for Kansas now. You know, he's very familiar. Matter of fact, the gentleman's from Tennessee.
That's what he said.
Which is very cool.
So we could listen to him a little bit easier.
Yeah, there you go.
But, you know, that did kind of surprise me because you'd think, you know, Steve would be the top one because he's been with the band probably longer than anybody.
I don't think Steve said anything all night, did he?
He just sang.
That's right.
Didn't even say goodbye. He waved his hand and walked off.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised.
It was really odd for me to watch Steve not jumping around and not dancing around in his soccer shorts like he used to.
Well, remember? He looked like he was still in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I guess he says, hey, you know what? That was the past, and I'm older now, and this is me now.
Well, maybe he blew out his knees and we don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I can understand the way he used to move. I can understand that.
I mean, if anybody's seen Kansas in the past
30 years,
yeah,
they know that Steve was basically a spring-loaded player.
Yes, he was.
I mean, yep. he would be hopping all over the place while he's playing a keyboard. But he was just a little bit more reserved now. Still an excellent player, still excellent vocals, just a little bit more reserved.
Well, they said hello, Billy did, and he says, welcome to Kansas. Which yeah, I love that.
That was good because yes. People look at, okay, Kansas, I got you now, okay.
You know? I was expecting to hear the theme from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
After he said, welcome to Kansas, Rich Williams, the guitarist, cranked right into the great song,
Sparks of the Tempest.
Darkness is spreading like a spot on the sun.
Tell you what, Rich can play that guitar, can't he?
Oh, yeah.
He's got the most beautiful, clean, hard-edged sound to his playing, doesn't he?
And when he's playing, it's like he's so into it, and he's just making sure that every little sound is perfect. I mean, in detail.
And he's a big guy, man.
He is a big guy.
You guys hadn't seen Rich Williams. He looks huge on stage.
The way he plays, it's just really clean and amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, fast, slow, it's a beautiful, clean, compressed sound.
But I was ready for this next song.
Most definitely, and that's Paradox. Where, you know, the violinist, this guy's name is David Ragsdale, and I tell you what, you know, he's a whole lot smaller than
Robbie Steinhardt.
Robbie Steinhardt. Exactly. You know,
but he's got almost the same amount of hair that Robbie used.
That's very true. That's very true. Just a lot shorter, lot skinnier too. But
yeah.
Tell you what, man, he stood out in that song. I mean, really, really, really sounded good. Great quality musician there.
You notice that guy was always smiling?
Yes.
He smiled the whole night.
And he moved around the whole time too. He didn't stay still.
And the next song they played, guys, was what?
Miracles out of nowhere. Tell me what made you that way. Here I am, just waiting for a sign. Asking questions, learning all the time. It's always here, it's always there. It's just love and miracles out of nowhere.
Man, I love that song. I forgot about a bunch of these.
Well, you're there too, and that's one thing that, you know, with Steve's high-pitched voice, I mean, that really stood out in that song too.
And he and Billy, they kind of traded off leads a little bit.
Let's tell everybody who was actually in the band that night. We have, of course, Phil Ehart on drums.
We've got Billy Greer on bass.
David Ragsdale, violin, guitars.
And then you also had Rich Williams, which we already talked about, on the guitars.
And, of course, everybody knows Steve Walsh that does the keyboards.
Oh, of course.
And then they stopped and said, hey, you know, we definitely need to pay tribute to our armed forces out there. They said, this song goes out to our armed forces for everything they do for us.
Icarus 2.
Now we're cruising above the horizon. Never know.
But then it goes into,
it's Icarus, Born on Wings of Steel.
Sail on, sail on. I will rise each day to meet the dawn. So high, so high. I climb the mountains of the sky. Without my wings, you know I surely die. I find
Now that's one of my favorites too. I've said that about three times today already.
I think you did too. Kind of like an echo in here.
Yeah. Well, Mike and I were kind of sitting across from us, and I think we were both playing drums during this.
Yeah, and at the end of the show, one of the ladies said, "Do you used to play drums, or do you play drums?" I said, "No, why?" She says, "You had every beat down." And I said, "I just know the song's really good, and you couldn't help it, you know?"
Absolutely.
I'll tell you what, guys, the next song they played quite surprised me. I mean, you don't expect to hear a Beatles song in the middle of a Kansas.
That's true. Not. That is true.
Kansas show. They played Eleanor Rigby. And then we found out later, they actually performed and recorded it with the London Symphony.
They were asked to do that, and they liked doing it so much that they still do it live. That's what they explained afterwards.
Well, they get through with Eleanor Rigby. The guys just had to make a point that they truly, truly love Nashville.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many musicians here. They really love coming to Nashville and performing.
Yeah, they actually said they recorded Point of No Return in
That's
Nashville.
Right.
We actually recorded that song several years ago with the London Symphony Orchestra. Just want to say that we have always had a really strong connection to the city and people of Nashville, Tennessee. A lot of our music has been recorded here, including the best-selling hit that we ever had, Dust in the Wind, recorded right here at the Music City.
So then they broke into the next song, which is Ghost.
It's just as if those dreams had never they've come back home to dream those dreams again.
I'm not familiar with that song, but I know it's out there on their album. You know what? It's an okay song. Several more songs I know.
I agree. Totally, totally. But you know what? Fortunately, we don't make those decisions.
Well, I mean, we never know why the bands choose the set list that they choose. Mm-hmm. They know definitely this is something our fans want to hear. They might say, well, this is something we really want to play.
Yeah, that's true.
So
you're right.
But the next song made up for that one because it's one of my other favorite Kansas songs. Hold On.
Hold on, baby, hold on. Because it's closer than you think and you're standing on the brink. Hold on, baby, hold on. Because there's something on the way. Your tomorrow's not the same as
if you really paid attention to that song, the vocals were absolutely perfect in that song.
Oh, yeah. Steve Walsh had it. He had it that night.
He still had it. He really did.
He and Billy did trade off. If you were just listening, it'd be hard to tell them when they switched back and forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they were actually trading lead vocals on a lot of the stuff throughout the evening. Well, the next song they played was, I think, another instrumental, was it not?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Another instrumental is called Musicado.
Again, another song to show their talent. But then again, they do a lot of instrumental stuff.
They really do. And I can remember this one girl walked up to us because, you know, we've got the, you know, the passes and stuff. And she walked up to me and said, I wonder when they're going to start playing the song that I've heard.
You know? The song that she's heard.
Yeah, she's looking for one particular song. You know?
One song.
Yeah, exactly.
She's going to have to wait for a while, wasn't she?
She's going to have to wait till the encore before she got the song she wanted to hear.
Been waiting for Carry On or something.
Oh, no. Yep. The next song, which is another very crowd favorite, especially for concert, it starts off instrumental, goes into some vocals, and it's a pretty good song.
Oh, yeah, Song for America.
Painted desert, sea, wind, sky, stolen and field and die, you all lie above arms. Rivers flowing to the sea, sunshine, you're in right, you all lie above arms.
started talking about this is the Porn and No Return 30th anniversary tour. Yeah. So they kind of opened themselves into the next song, which of course is
Porn of No Return.
They say the scene turns so dark that you know it's time you see the sign. They say
it sounded just as good today as it did back in the 70s or early 80s whenever it came out.
It did, man.
It was about, I'd say, about 79.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, that's when the crowd was on their feet and they were excited. I think that was starting to be the high point of the night.
And the next song just drove it a little higher.
Sure did.
Which was
Portrait.
He knew.
He was in search of an answer, the nature of what we are. He was trying to do it. Understood him. His numbers are not the way. He's lost in the deepest enigma that no one's unraveled today. But he knew more than me or you. No one could see his view. Oh, where was he going to? And he tried, but before he could tell us, he died. When he left us, the people cried. Where was he going to?
It's one of those songs that it has one official title, then they put in brackets, He Knew.
That's exactly right.
Because he knew.
Yep. Because you're thinking, wait a minute, do I really know that song? But yeah, when you hear the song, you know it. But you think it's a different name.
That's one thing about Kansas. You're not really sure about the song by just looking at the title. Now, if you hear it, you know it.
That's right.
And you go, that's the name of that song?
That's right. Well, guess what happens? The lights go down.
And they say goodbye, and the crowd goes on their feet. Check it out. Well, Kansas is getting a little ovation here, aren't they, Brian?
Yeah, but they haven't played nearly enough.
I only know of a couple songs.
Oh!
Are you ready for some more? Here comes Kansas back on stage.
I tell you what, that crowd was getting loud, weren't they?
Oh, man. That is probably the most I've seen in the Wild Horse Saloon, and it was on a Wednesday night.
Oh, yeah. They probably had maybe about 2,500.
I think it holds 2,000.
2,000? So it must have been right at capacity, though.
It was right at capacity. And the floor, what they do is fill the floor full of tables. But the more tickets they sell, they don't put the tables out. They put chairs out. And the whole back half was chairs because we were trying to find a place to sit down.
Yeah, and we had walked around earlier, and there's not a bad seat in the Wild Horse. It's that great a view.
They got two upper balconies. They got the floor, then they got two upper balconies. And we always go up there to see what the stage looks like from up there, and it's right on top of it.
Well,
there you go. They call it the Wild Horse Saloon. Mike and Tom and I and anybody who goes there will notice it's in the shape of an old horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you do not have a bad viewing spot in this place.
If you look at the website, Mike had noticed that at the very top floor that there's horses that
hung
are
upside down running.
Yes.
We saw that. I said, that freaks me out.
Yeah, because you try to turn your head, but they're really high up there. But.
Well, because I was at the back of the herd, and I said, what is that? I said, that's a horse's. Okay.
No. Yeah.
They come back out, and they say, thank you, Nashville, as well as Rich Williams gets on the acoustic guitar.
Yep.
And he starts to picking. And he picks something that everybody in the whole place is familiar with, and you hear this roar.
Everybody was ready for this next song, weren't they?
Oh, everybody got their singing voices on, didn't they?
Well, yeah, because Rich walked up to this little podium, and he's got his acoustic clamp to a podium.
Yes.
And also, you've got the violinist that now has an acoustic guitar with him also.
And they break in to none other than
Dust in the Wind.
I close my eyes only for a moment, and the moment's gone. All my dreams pass before my eyes, a curiosity.
dust in the wind. All they are is dust in the wind.
And I tell you what, I thought I was sitting in the studio. It sounded that perfect.
What I really liked was everybody singing along. But not only that, what I liked is how they introduced this next song. They still had the acoustic guitars out, and I'm going, wait a minute, that's not what I'm expecting.
Yeah, what could it be?
But listen to the way they introduced this next song. Now, that was a surprise to
me. That was surprising. Very, very different, for sure.
And it surprised about 2,000 people in there at night, too.
Yes, it did. It did.
And they all broke into the famous hit,
Carry On My Wayward Son.
Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a bad man. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming.
They just nailed it on those vocals for both Dust in the Wind and Carry On My Wayward Son. I mean, it was just absolutely fantastic.
Are you talking about the crowd or the band?
Well, that's true. The crowd was singing right along with them, man. Yeah. So I guess it all blended together.
Yeah.
It just sounded wonderful.
Well, yeah.
Plus, they were working out of a hall that's got really great acoustics in it.
Yeah, the Wild Horse really sounds great, guys. If you get a chance to come to Nashville, Tennessee whatsoever, you got to make a point to at least step in there, see what this place is like.
Yeah, just walk up 2nd Avenue North. Anybody who lives in this town can tell you where this place is.
That's right, you can't miss it.
It's like a real small concert hall. It reminds me of a very small portion of the Ryman, how it kind of does that horseshoe type. The Ryman has one balcony where they have two balconies. That's pretty neat.
And the thing about it, it's more of a nice intimate setting as opposed to like a 18,000 seat arena.
Right.
And you can just start talking to all the people around you.
Oh yeah.
And especially in the setting as you get closer to the stage, you guys were off a little aside, but I actually found a lounge chair. And of course, I was leaning back and said, "Yeah, how y'all doing?"
But speaking of that,
exactly. Right.
You were on a couch. That's what you were on.
No, I was on a big old lounge chair. I was like kicking back.
He was lounging, baby.
Yeah, you were lounged out. But I tell you what, speaking of being comfortable to talk to people, let's listen to some of the people and see what they thought of the show that night.
Yeah.
Shaking hands down front. Steve Walsh walks off the stage. The drummer salutes. And the rest of them do a great job of waving goodbye. There goes Rich.
I tell you what, they're going crazy, aren't they, man?
Yes, this Wild Horse Saloon is going bananas tonight.
Wow, I tell you.
They just can't get enough, I think, of Kansas tonight. So I don't know about that. And there goes the music.
Yeah.
And I gotta let them. Well, Kansas, what'd y'all think about Kansas tonight?
Oh, it was awesome. You know what? I was vibrating. It was so great. It was so great.
Well, I think you're vibrating from the bass drum.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was vibrating.
That was
my
vibration.
Goodness, it was great.
Are you a drummer in a former life?
No.
You were keeping right up with him.
I've known their songs for a long time.
I know, me too.
Exactly.
They were awesome, though.
Yeah, you saw me drumming in the air, didn't you?
I did. You play great air drums.
Good picture.
Oh, yeah, I like this.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you.
Yeah,
definitely.
Y'all have a be careful. Have a good time.
All
Anya.
Where are you from, Anya?
California, Modesto.
Oh, you not live here?
I live here now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
What moved you here from California?
Military.
Military? There's not a national base here, is it?
Fort Campbell.
Fort Campbell. You like Kansas tonight?
I loved it.
Are you in the military?
Nope, not now.
Not now? You out? What was the best part of Kansas tonight?
Song.
Carry On Wayward Son?
It's like the greatest song by Kansas, you know?
It is.
You know, of course I love Eleanor Rigby because I'm a Beatles fan.
Oh, yeah. They did a great job on that, didn't they?
They actually did.
Hey, thank you so much, Anya, for talking to us.
Thank you.
All right.
These girls want to talk to us.
Hey, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Kathy, and I'm here. Oh, I live in Nashville now. I'm originally from Chicago.
How about you?
Elaine. I'm from Chicago.
Sister?
Yeah.
Y'all are sisters?
Wow.
Yeah.
So what do you think of Kansas tonight?
Well, we loved them. We're from way back when, and I don't want to give my age, but my favorite band back in the 70s.
Well, you can't be much older than us, if any.
Yeah, there
probably
you go.
Not older than us.
And I bet you knew the same songs we did, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Beat by beat.
It was an awesome concert.
It was, definitely.
So what was the best part tonight?
They played my favorite song that they do, and that's Icarus. And the last three times I've seen them, and now, I mean, this is over a span of a long time.
I'm a little younger than her, and so we were kind of like brought up with Kansas and all those bands, and every song they played I knew. Every song they played I knew.
To your older brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Thanks, a big sister here.
We taught her well.
Yeah, you did.
We have their seven brothers and sisters. We all taught the younger ones.
Wow.
An Irish Catholic family.
Oh. Thank you for talking to us.
I tell you one thing that me and Mike, I believe we recorded, we were talking about, okay, are we going to get more? Because there was definitely some more songs that we really wanted to hear. Next thing we knew, we heard the DJ come on, the speakers in, the lights come on, and it was done before you know it.
And one thing I noticed is they didn't stick around very long at all. They just waved their arms goodbye and they left.
Yeah, that was gone.
Gone.
Most bands, no matter how long they've been around, new or old, come out and they try to take a nice bow as a band. They just kind of stood on the stage where they were at, waved, and said goodbye.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. It's just kind of unusual.
Yep. Now it's time for the blast scale, guys.
That's right.
I'll start it off right here. I really enjoyed, like we said throughout the whole review, that they can really play their instruments well. I really enjoyed that. I also enjoyed their vocals. The vocals were just right on. Robbie Steinhardt, I miss. But it took two to replace him, kind of, because Robbie used to do all the talking, if you remember right.
Yeah, he did.
And now they had Billy Greer, the bass player, talking. Robbie is also the violinist, and they had David Ragsdale playing the violin. Now, these guys are good. Don't get me wrong. It's just, when you look at Robbie Steinhardt on the stage, and you see that long, flowing hair, you're thinking, he belongs there.
Yeah, definitely.
But today, he could be bald-headed, as far as I know. I ain't seen him in 20 years.
That's true.
I was going to say, you just don't want to let him go, do you, man?
No. Not when I think of Kansas, that's the first thing I think of.
Yeah, you can't help it.
They did a great job on their instruments. You did a great job on their vocals. Did a great job speaking in between the songs. Billy did a great job doing that. And he kept it short, kept it clean, kept it quick. Hey, no vulgarity.
Nope.
No profanity. I loved it.
It was good.
The only problem was I wasn't used to seeing Steve Walsh standing still playing an instrument and not saying a word.
No.
It looked like he was sick or he was in a bad mood or something. Even when he waved goodbye, put his arm out in the air and just walked off. Didn't stick around for 5-6 seconds. I mean, I'm going, something's wrong with him, it seemed like to me. And it looked like he was upset about something. I don't know what it was, but everybody else seemed fine. He just looked like it was something bothering him that night. I don't know what it was. Maybe because he changed the way he does things on stage, and I was used to his old moving around and talking and doing everything. But it's different now. When it comes down to it, I would have to give this show a 9.3. What do you think, Tom?
Tell you what, Mike, you said a lot of things that I agree 100% with. I mean, the quality of the musicianship is absolutely fantastic. The vocals are still there. Not quite as much energy, mainly because, you know, you're thinking, yeah, Steve Walsh, you know, you can't help but not forget him jumping around. And again, yes, we all know he's older, but that's just not him anymore. So I definitely miss that. Guys, I tell you what, there's probably at least 4 or 5 songs that I missed out.
Like, you know? What, Tom?
Well, I mean, don't put me on the spot here. But one thing that kind of confused me is they're advertising Point of No Return 30-year anniversary show, okay? What's the first thing you think? You think, wow, greatest hits.
Or we're going to hear the whole thing, or we're going to hear it from that era.
Exactly. Well, we didn't, which kind of, you know, surprised me. People want to hear those top hits. Yes, we've said it in the past. It would be a great idea for these bands to let their fans vote on what songs to play.
I mean,
I think it'd be a great idea, guys, especially if you got a band that's been around 30 years. You know what? That's what you're expecting hearing. Maybe throwing a little instrumental, which they did, but it was a lot of it. They didn't stop. They kept going. They did talk, you know, short period and got back to it. But, yeah, it definitely could have been better. Not that it wasn't bad. And, yes, I would recommend you to go out there and definitely see Kansas. I'm going to rate it a 9.0.
Brian.
All right, one thing I want to say up front, and I agree with these guys, musicianship of these guys is undeniable. They're fantastic. We haven't talked that much about Phil. Aside from having one of the most beautiful drum sets I've ever seen in my life.
You're right.
And the loudest bass drum.
I tell you, they had to turn down the bass drum a little bit at first because I was hearing boom, boom. I was like hearing my ears vibrate. But Phil, man, great job.
Yes.
As always, great job.
Yes.
Rich, you are one tight guitarist.
Yes.
Just beautiful playing.
Nice.
Beautiful playing. I thought they had great stage presence. There again, they relied a little bit heavily on purely the musical end. I wanted to hear some songs. There's some more songs out there. People of the South Wind.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to hear that. Didn't hear that. Well, we're not going to hear Fight Fire with Fire because that's another era. Let's play the game tonight.
Oh,
there you go.
Man.
I knew there was something.
You had
there.
Start that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Can I take my vote back now?
You're going to deduct a few more points.
But these, again, are stuff that I wanted to hear.
We wanted to hear.
Definitely.
And I'm sure the fans wanted to hear them.
I realize there's a certain era they probably not going to borrow from that much, but there's other stuff that they left off, and probably some stuff we could think of if we sat here for a while we could add on. I really love this show. I mean, I haven't seen
Sweet Child of Innocence.
Don't start.
You're going to start lowering his score here if you keep going, man.
But I do kind of miss Steve bebopping around like he used to.
Yeah.
He was a guy who he could hardly ever keep both feet on the floor at the same time. And while he's still an excellent musician, he did not have the physical presence that he used to. Voice is still there, man.
Oh, yeah.
Vocals are across the board fantastic. Musicianship is great. I would like to hear a few more songs. That's me.
And me.
And I tell you, I would give them about an 8.8 on this thing.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you've heard our votes. Give us an email. If you were there, if you've seen them on this tour or this year, give us an email and tell us what you think. Just send your emails to concertblast@gmail.com. Don't forget to vote for us. We're getting a lot of votes now.
It's rocking it.
This month of July is the biggest month we've had ever. It even bypassed when Blondie put our links on her webpage.
On the front way of the webpage, too, there,
and
man.
And Brian's pictures that he took on their website.
Yes.
And links right to us. Even bypass that now. We're getting that popular, and I thank you, everybody, for listening.
So we're getting our own bus now?
Yeah, it's coming.
All right,
that's right.
Man.
We're waiting for that check in the mail, are we?
Yeah. So if you got the check out there that belongs to us, send it to us.
Man, we'd love to have some sponsors.
We'll pay the postage.
Yeah, we won't mind that at all. Not a bit. But how do they vote for us, Brian?
Well, they have to get on our website first.
Which is?
Concertblast.com.
That's a good start.
Look on the right-hand side, upper right-hand side. And they can vote for us on Podcast Alley.
That's right.
Just go in there. Just enter it. If you're registered, you'll automatically have your vote counted. If not, they'll just send you an email confirmation of your vote.
Yeah, and all you got to do is put your email address. You don't have to say anything. Of course, if you want to say something nice about, you know, Tom, I mean, that'd be okay, too. But,
yeah, because
you know.
He so rarely gets them.
That's right. That's right.
Let's close it out tonight at the Wild Horse. So we'll say goodbye from right now, and we'll let the show close out from the Wild Horse Saloon.
There you go.
We're leaving the Wild Horse Saloon. They said there was no meet and greet going on. So, Justin, how'd you like Kansas tonight?
I like Kansas. Mainly like the encore.
The encore was Dust in the Wind and Carry On Wayward Son, of course, you just heard. And nice to meet you, man.
Absolutely.
Hello, hello, testing. Hello, Cleveland.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Jose Jimenez.
Hey, Jose, where are you from?
New York.
I am from the little town of Venezuela.
And who are you with?
I am with myself tonight until I find one of these American women.
Hey, thank you, Jose.
Well, thank you very much, and you gentlemen have a very fine evening, because I know I will.
There you go.
Never know who you're going
to
run into.
Thank you, Jose.
That's right.
Well, we had a good night at the Wild Horse Saloon. Now, what do you think, Tom?
Good show, man. Good show. Could have been a little bit more of a greatest hits type show, but...
What was that one song that started with that other lead singer always started off with? You know what I'm
saying? Fire with Fire.
Fire with Fire, that
yeah,
song. That's,
yeah.
That's a great song. I love
it. Yeah, but that's not Steve's song, and you know
it. I knew it wasn't going to happen. But
there's five songs there that...
It's got a heck of a hard guitar riff, man. That could have made a good starting off song.
I was a little surprised, and I'll probably say this again, that why would you not do your encore with Carry On A Wayward Son and then do Dust in the Wind?
Because they don't
want to end a slow song.
I'm sleepy. They don't want to end on a lullaby.
Well,
I don't know.
Exactly.
Neither one.
Jamming, man.
Neither one. Paul Rogers ended on a lullaby. That worked.
Yeah, Seagull, that was beautiful, man.
Because he was by himself, I think that's what made it work.
All right, this is Mike signing off.
Tom signing off.
Back here, Brian signing off.
Oh, and our special guest,
Justin signing off.
All right, everybody. Till next time, everybody. See ya. God bless you.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.